You're listening to Idaho Matters.
But this is not Gemma Gaudette.
Gotcha.
It's Joel Wayne.
And LD from the podcast You Know the Place.
We're producing season 6 right now. Woo-hoo. And we need your suggestions. Places to visit that you maybe pass by all the time, but you've never stopped into.
Places that you want to know what's their business?
What do they sell? Who goes in there? How do they stay in business? All those questions.
All valid. What are you seeing out there? Where are we going?
Send us your suggestions. You can send them on Instagram at You Know the Place.
Or shoot us an email. Send it to youknowtheplacepodcast@gmail.com.
We want to know.
Okay, now here's Gemma.
From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You know, for many parents, it's not uncommon to worry about your child's safety, especially when it comes to protecting them from things like cars and bikes. And you know what? One first grader had the exact same worries, so he invented a watch to prevent kids from getting injured.
When I go for a walk in the parks or walk in the parking lot in the darkness, I cannot detect cars, bicycles, and e-scooters coming behind me. I am in danger of getting hit by vehicles on the road. I researched about kids' injuries. I learned that a motor vehicle crash is one of the leading causes of kids' injuries or death. To solve this problem, I wanted to invent a device that I can wear anytime and anywhere to detect cars, bicycles, and e-scooters coming to me and alarm me that it is coming.
That's a video by Daniel King, who won second place at the Raytheon Technologies Invention Convention, U.S. Nationals 2022, powered by the Henry Ford, with his watch. And he's joining us now, along with his parents, Ingu and Nayoung, to talk more about his invention. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having us today.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
Hi. Hi, Daniel. Hey, Daniel, how did you come up with this idea for your invention?
I've been in the situations where I get in danger and cars, e-scooters, or bicycles are coming to me. For instance, when I go for a walk in Boise River or walk in the parking lot or on the road in the dark, I cannot detect cars, bicycles, or e-scooters coming behind me. My mom and dad always say, "Stop, Daniel," when moving vehicles are coming behind me. So I thought kids like me have the same problem, and parents are concerned about their kids' safety very much. To solve this problem and protect kids from injuries, I wanted to invent a wearable high-technology watch that detects cars, bicycles, and e-scooters and vehicles in real time and alarms me the danger, so that I can protect myself from the danger and other kids too with my invention.
So Daniel, how does the watch work then?
My watch works with an ultrasonic sensor that can detect cars, bicycles, and e-scooters movement and alarm me the danger with a holographic stop image and a stop sound. For detecting, I got this idea from bats and dolphins. These animals use an echolocation to detect their prey using ultrasound waves. So my watch uses an echolocation process too to detect moving vehicles with an ultrasonic sensor. Also, my watch uses various ways to alarm the danger, such as stop sound, vibration, and a holographic stop sign, which is very bright in the dark, so everyone can see the stop sign well in the dark.
Wow. Hey, I want to play another little bit from Daniel's video about his watch invention.
I originally invented my watch for kids. However, my invention can also help elderly, deaf, and blind people because it can warn them using sounds and vibration and holographic image pictures.
Sydney Young, has Daniel always had a really creative mind like this? So, Niyoung, has Daniel always had a really creative mind and had these ideas? I mean, he's a first grader. Is he going into the second grade in the fall? I mean, this is amazing.
Yes, that is so amazing. So Daniel loves to learn mechanisms about how the nature or science works. So mm-hmm. he wants to his thoughts, and he wants to apply his thoughts to his invention. So that is an amazing experience.
Well, and Ingo, how proud were you to find out that Daniel, I mean, not only got to go to the Raytheon Invention Convention Nationals, but then he won second place?
Yeah, this is very honor. So it was a great honor to attend the U.S. national competitions and win a second place prize in the first grade category too. So we are so happy that he earned something from his endeavors and hard work.
And Daniel, what was it like for you to participate in the convention?
What I enjoyed most was telling people my invention. Judges and many people came to me and asked me a lot of questions about my invention, and I tried to do my best to answer questions. Another enjoyable moment was being and playing with my friend Aurora.
Mm. Well, I'm curious. So Ingo and Niyoung, how many sleepless nights did you have as he was creating this? Because look, I mean, I've got kids, and I've just had to help them with basic school projects that literally have been ripping my hair out.
Yeah, Daniel has started this invention project since December last year. So it was an almost 1 year project to the U.S. Nationals Invention Convention competition. But many parts of the invention process were done at his school with his teacher, mm-hmm. Mrs. Flowers. At home, we encouraged him to complete the remaining works by himself. We also had a lot of discussions about how to improve his invention. We also motivated him to continue to do his work for his invention development without giving up.
Yeah, I am so impressed. So Daniel, I want to know, you're going into the second grade this year.
Yes.
So are we going to see you coming out with any new inventions in the future? I mean, because I would hope that answer is yes.
Yes. Because okay. All inventions of safety and people in need of problems and solve them and make more improvements.
Great.
Well, I am just so incredibly impressed, Daniel, with your invention. And thank you so much to you, Daniel, to your parents for coming on the program today and telling us about this. Oh, but before we go, Daniel, what's the name of your watch?
The name of my watch is the Vibration Detection Sensor and Holographic White Watch.
I love it. Thank you so much. We've been talking with invention winner Daniel Kang and his parents about a watch that he created that's helping children stay safe from being hit by cars and bicycles. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us today. Thank you.
Thank you so
and
much.
Bye.
Absolutely. Bye, Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel, we'll have you back. I promise.